Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. The most imaginative brains in Hollywood can't make this stuff up. Antonio Brown, after the latest layer of his knuckleheadness came to light, and it was intimidating texts sent by him to the lady who was painting the mural in his home, and he didn't want to pay her, and blah, blah, blah. He accuses her of being broke, posts a picture of her children in the text. It's just incredibly classless behavior and stupid behavior. And Antonio Brown has been released by the evil empire, the New England Patriots, who I believe, Clint, for the first time in their franchise's history, have shown that they actually have a little bit of a character filter.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things for me with New England. It's when they're not with New England and they make the decision to sign them, they feel like we can fix them. If we get them in our locker room, if we get them in our culture, then we can fix these guys. And the second that something occurred, literally when he was under contract with the Patriots, they cut bait. And so it doesn't surprise me. I was blown away that the Patriots signed him originally. I couldn't believe that anybody in the league touched him with a 10-foot pole. And now I'm not surprised that they cut him loose, with knowing that what happened, I guess it was yesterday, right?
Yeah, the news came out yesterday about the intimidating text.
I don't know that he intended on her being in that group.
Hmm.
It was a group text message.
Yes.
That included his agent, included his lawyer, right, or his attorney, and he sent text messages to them talking about investigate this gal. She's all kinds of broke, and she's just a money grab. And then sent a picture of her kids in that text message chain that said, "Look at her kids. She's clearly broke and desperate for money," kind of deal. I don't know that he knew that she was in that text message. She then in turn sent the text message to her attorney. Her attorney contacted the NFL and asked the NFL to put a stop to it. Of course, to her, it appears that he's trying to intimidate her. He's bringing her kids into this. And truth be told, this gal was never pursuing money. He paid her $1,000 a day for 2 days, paid her $2,000, then cut all communications with her. She did not finish the mural on his wall in his house. And so this was a gal that, to my knowledge, never was pursuing any kind of money from him or suing him. She just was part of that article I told you that I read.
The Sports Illustrated article.
Right. And there was a $700 piece of art that he apparently had the highest bid on at an auction event, that she was the original artist. And so that's how he got hooked up with her, was she painted the piece of art at the auction. He had a bid of $700 on the piece of work, found out who the artist was, hired her to do a similar mural on his wall at his house, and he still hasn't paid for that piece of art. And that's apparently, that came from whatever charity it was that all the proceeds went to for that event. And so, yeah, man, it's again, like I said yesterday, it's one thing, or 2 days ago, it's one thing when there's one or two instances where a guy looks a little bit shady and isn't doing right, he's not treating people the right way, he's not holding up the NFL standard. But when there's a track record of seven or eight, man, it's time to cut bait. I mean, this guy's manipulating situations. He's a bad character now.
So he's been accused of three counts of sexual misconduct with Brittany Taylor, the trainer. And right, three different counts. They're accusations, they're allegations, but three different counts. This lady, who was painting the mural in his home, This was the lady, if you're getting confused with the stories because there's so many of them, she was the woman at the center of the investigation, the unnamed artist featured in the SI article, who said or alleged, I want to be careful, a naked Antonio Brown inappropriately hit on her while she was painting a mural at his home in 2017. So there's that layer to this as well. But the bottom line is Antonio Brown has been released by the New England Patriots. And Clint, I believe this is the end of the line. I think the end of the line was the New England Patriots. And to your point, and I don't want to like take your – I'm giving you full credit on this, but you were absolutely right. When you said the only team that could mess with Antonio Brown and not have the whole world climbing down their throats is the New England Patriots. And look at how this is blown up in their face.
Well, it's just once again, just watch how this falls out. Just watch right now moving forward how this falls out. Any other organization in pro sports, much less in the NFL, any other organization would get absolutely drugged. I mean, it would be that they'd be fined. The media coast to coast would be just absolutely
dragging. Good Morning America would be up their butts, right?
Watch how lopsided it is. Now, rightfully so, wide receiver Antonio Brown is going to be the one that catches, and that's really all I care who catches every bit of this bad rap, but watch how they avoid painting the Patriots out to be bad guys in this deal. Watch how it unfolds. When they signed him, that was the case. Any other team in the league would have done it.
They were applauded for signing him. Look what the Patriots did.
They just secured
themselves another ring. Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick, this was a presser, I believe, this morning, but nevertheless, it was yesterday or this morning, and asked about Antonio Brown and the GOAT of head coaches in the NFL. Didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
All right, Jerry.
But is there ever a point where some of the off-field stuff is enough is enough, too much?
Yeah.
I have another different question. So, yeah, I have good. A non-Antonio Brown question.
Thank you. Well, yeah, we had enough of those.
I said a non-Antonio Brown.
No soup for you today. You will not get your non-Antonio Brown question answered.
That's a head coach that when you sign Antonio Brown after everything he had done and it goes south, the least you could do is stand up in front of the media and answer questions at least a reasonable amount of time.
This was before Brown got released. Just want to add that in there. This was definitely before Brown got released.
Okay, well, then I back that up. Maybe that was because maybe he's better off biting his tongue because he knew they were going to release him, and there may be he don't want to say anything that's going to screw the situation up relative to being able to release him without pay, I'm assuming.
There you go. Good call.
So biting your tongue in that instance may be fair. But at this point in time, there should be an answer to the media. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots should have to stand up and at least answer questions.
Yeah.
That's the least you can do. If you're going to go out and you're going to sign, and look, Gordon's the same way. If you're going to keep like that, guys like that around in your organization, you should be required to answer questions about those guys.
No, Clint, I'm totally with you, man. And we mentioned that bad news for teams like the Patriots and Yankees is typically good news for teams like the Texans and the Astros. And get this shocker.
Did you see the official statement that they came out with?
Yeah, the Patriots.
The New England Patriots are releasing Antonio Brown. We appreciate the hard work of many people over the past 11 days, but we feel that it's best to move in a different direction at this time. So 11 days they've been working on figuring out whether this guy belongs in the Patriots uniform or not. But they didn't hesitate to put a $15 million contract on the table and go throw a touchdown to him in week two in the NFL season. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I know I'm very good at doing that. but it's just one of those deals where, anybody else would have got beat to death over this deal.
And check out this. This is an absolute shocker. A little bit south of the Antonio Brown thing. The Yankees lose their ace, Domingo Germán, for the rest of the regular season and postseason because of domestic violence allegations against him. Major League Baseball's put him on administrative leave. He's 18-4 this year, Clint, with a 4.03 ERA and 153 strikeouts. He would have been the game one pitcher for the New York Yankees in the ALCS against the Houston Astros.
Well, that may be the biggest announcement in a segment we're going to do later about all the records that the Astros are absolutely shredding right now as they make this run for home field advantage and another World Series, but that may be the top of the list right there as far as what people need to know.
Are you Domingo Herman is out.
Yeah.
And, you know, God bless the individuals who may or may not have been victims in that situation, first and foremost, but that is advantage Astros, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.